Blackstone presents Bravo Company, An Afghanistan Deployment and Its Aftermath by Ben Kessling. This book is read by Ben Kessling. For Kate, Gus, Lewis, and Alice, and Mara. Prologue, Leaving Afghanistan Behind, November 2021. It's annoying that 10 years after losing his legs in Afghanistan, Alex Horrigy still loses them. Horrigy, Sergeant J to the men of Bravo Company, was swimming in a creek near his house a while back, and damned if one of his prosthetics didn't come off in the water. Those things go straight to the bottom. They're all carbon fiber and metal. He should have known better, but he wasn't wearing a sleeve over his stump, so the prosthetic just slipped off when it got wet, bloop, to the bottom. Really, the only time he wears a sleeve like he's supposed to is when he's doing something like skydiving. A leg could come off pretty easily up there in the air, and good luck finding it after that. When Jay's not losing his legs, he's breaking them. He broke his foot the other day, snapped the carbon fiber. He's got a passel of legs, so he can get by on spares if he needs to. But that's like driving a car around on one of those tiny spare tires, the donut. It just isn't right. After he lost that leg in the creek and cracked a foot, he was down to spares. It's no good trying to get new ones from the local VA hospital. It can take weeks to get a new leg, sometimes more than a month. It takes even longer to fine-tune it and get it properly adjusted. It's not the local VA's fault. There's only so much demand for new legs out there where he lives in Woodland, California, away from a big city like L.A. So in times like that, Jay just goes ahead and books a trip direct to Walter Reed, where the prosthetic clinic gets things done quickly. That place is the premier spot for veterans to get new limbs. Geez, it's like a factory showroom for fake legs. A couple days there, and he gets new legs, sleeves, liners, everything. When he first went to Walter Reed years ago, he had 5 sets of legs. Primaries and spares and swimming legs and some fancy blades for running. But running hurts his back like hell, so the blades didn't get a lot of use. Some adjustments he can do himself, little tweaks here and there. But for major adjustments, he goes to the VA. Every time he gets a new pair of shoes, the tiny difference in soles will throw off his balance, and he has to get a tune-up so he doesn't trip all over the place. And man, you can forget about dress shoes. Those things call for a complete overhaul. Nowadays, he rarely wears anything but his regular old work shoes with a suit, when he has to wear a suit. Maybe it's worth going through the tune-up hassle to wear dress shoes with a tuxedo, but how often does a guy need a tux? As far as shoes go, he does miss the pleasure of caring about them. He was once a sneakerhead. He'd spring for the latest, greatest models, Jordans, but not now.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?